All right, now let's do this.
Let's make a podcast.
Let's make a podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of ANA MMA. I am your host, Slim.
And I'm Monty. Welcome back, guys.
Here we are again, round 3.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
Well, if you're live, happy Easter. If not, yeah, then I hope you guys had a good Easter.
Right.
I did. I had some good family time.
Definitely. I had some ham. I had some bomb potatoes from Taylor's
Mother. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
You name it!
Yeah, it was a good... It was a good day, except for whatever is going on up in Cleveland now.
Prayers up in Cleveland.
Stevie Stevenson, whatever the hell his name is.
Steve Stevens is currently on the run and probably not in Cleveland anymore, but he is armed and dangerous. And we do give our prayers to everybody involved in anything going on up there. So
yeah, everyone stay safe out there.
Yeah.
So we had another fight card weekend. It was a good weekend. I thought it was an excellent turnout. I wasn't able to watch most of them because I had to work, and I kept hoping boss isn't near this. I kept sneaking off the break room to watch fights, but that's okay. So
yeah, I actually got to, I downloaded the Fox Sports Go app, and I actually got to watch like every single fight.
Okay.
And it was while I was working, it was great.
Nice.
Amazing. And I was extremely happy with the card, dude.
One of the best cards
I've watched in a while, overall.
For
any
sure.
Any event, I was feeling this one.
And most importantly, I feel like this was important for the UFC. Every fight they do, every card they have on Fox, I feel like is important no matter what. But for this one to go as well as it did. And also, I think they really marketed Demetrius Johnson well.
Yeah, they did.
I feel like in the past, you know, they've been like, oh, well, he doesn't really sell fights. He's a champ, but he's like, you know, we'll put him on this fight night. But now they really, you know, said, hey, this is the best fighter in the UFC in the world, pound for pound, number one, going for a record tying, was it 9 or 10 titles?
That was number 10.
That was number 10 title defenses in a row, consecutively.
Tying arguably one of the greatest, Anderson Silva. So
he's got one more person to beat, and then he'll have the record for most title defenses ever. That's insane.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't that long ago. I think it was 2013 when they enacted the flyweight division, and Demetrius John. They had like a four-man tournament.
Yeah.
It was Uncle Creepy, John Dotson, Benavidez, and Mighty Mouse.
And those are still the guys who were contending.
Oh, still the goats.
Ian McCall's a little banged up pretty often, but
I love John Dotson. Dotson's great. Anyway.
Yeah, he fights on we'll get to that later. He fights this weekend. But UFC, what was that? 2 or 1, I don't know.
Live on Fox.
Oh, something. Yeah, that was live on Fox 24. Yeah, overall, amazing card. Just a quick note, at the beginning they announced this, and I didn't know this. The Missouri Athletic Commission actually hadn't yet adopted the new unified MMA rules. So basically the old rules were still in play, putting your fingers out and also
the two hands, meaning you're a downed opponent.
Yes.
Yeah, or one hand, rather, meaning you're a downed opponent. The new rule is if you have both hands down, you cannot be kneed in the face or kicked. But if you have one hand down, let the knees fly.
So, I guess that was kind of causing some confusion with the fighters before the fight. But
I feel like they shouldn't even told the fighters. They let everyone know, like, hey, these are the new rules. But then now you go to
still practice, what you're going to have to do. Yeah, but still there was no... Even though they said there was confusion, I didn't see any problems throughout the night.
Yeah, nothing too concerning.
Nope. So let's get into the fight card. We opened up with Zach Cummings versus Nathan Coy, and
That was my pick.
Zach Cummings had the hometown crowd roaring.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so
it was a good fight. Yeah, I think that's probably the best he's ever looked. I think he's a little underlooked in the welterweight division since he came off the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
But I like Zach Cummings. I think he's a good fighter.
At the end of that fight, he actually had Nathan Coy choked out. Nathan Coy was unconscious, and
This was bad. This was bad for me. Who's this ref? I've never seen this ref before. It was Mike
England.
Never seen him before, And he was just standing there.
The announcer was literally screaming, "Sir, stop the fight."
Yeah, John Anik. Yeah, he was freaking out. And he should have. It was
that bad. I mean, he was sleeping. And the dude had a great view. Like, at first they were saying, oh, well, maybe they didn't have a great view. And then they replayed it. And he was literally sitting right in there looking at dude's face.
You're getting choked out. You don't have your arm limp on the mat. And then he walks over and lifts up his arm up a little bit.
He's like, oh, wait. Yeah, that man is unconscious.
I mean, this is a 101, you know.
Yeah.
This is the whole part of the whole position of the referee is the safety of the fighter. That should be your number one interest.
Absolutely failed right there. Yeah, so negative 1 point for you, Mr. Mike Engvall. You're on our shit list.
Right. You don't want to get there.
Dick punch of the week. We're gonna start doing dick punch of the week. Dick punch.
Dick punch.
Mike Engvall, you get a straight dick punch, dude.
Yeah, donkey the dick punch of the week.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the next fight. Man, so Anthony Smith and Andrew Sanchez were getting it going, okay? Andrew Sanchez, the smaller man.
Okay.
He did a great job in this fight, okay? I had him winning the first two rounds, even though some of the announcers were saying it was closer than maybe I thought. But okay. I had Andrew Sanchez winning both of those rounds. So it goes down to 2 minutes left in the third round. This dude, Anthony Smith, wobbles him and then just landed his knee is what hit Andrew Sanchez.
Right.
But it was like a high kick. Oh, man.
Just crumbled him.
Oh, man. He slept him.
I'm going to have to go back and see that one.
It was knockout of the night for sure, dude.
Did he win that? Let's see. I wonder if it'll tell me on here.
No, the fight performances.
Oh, it was Whitaker, wasn't it?
And Demetrius Johnson. They both got performance of the night. And then who got submission of the night?
Smoke and Elliott got fight of the night.
Yeah. There was no submission or knockout.
Really?
Or
how did Cummings not get that? Anyway. Moving on. So, yeah. Didn't get to see that fight. Now, this fight I did catch. And it was in the light heavyweight division. Devin Clark edged out the win over Jake Collier.
Yes.
Now, these...
He was winning, but he not edged out, man. He, on those cards, he was winning 30-27.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
He won control. Every round, but not to say Jake Collier didn't look good. Losing a fight that bad, he still looked good.
Both these guys really impressed me. I think they're some good up-and-comers in the 205 division.
Devin Clark is high-paced, man. I really like the way he's so strong. Like, he was just absolutely a strong man.
Jake looked good, but he just needs to crisp it up a little bit. He threw too many spinning kicks and punches. So calm down, man. You're not Conor McGregor.
But he's like athletic. I mean, he is athletic. He's just, I don't know. He does kind of need to chill out.
But if he tightens up his game, I can see him being a real threat.
Yeah, we'll see. He looked good for losing that fight.
Yeah.
And then, man, this dude, one of his best performances I've ever seen, maybe the best of his career. Aljamain Sterling beat Augusto Mendez, unanimous decision.
This guy impressed me. I guess he was roommates with John Jones. Mm-hmm. And John really got him into fighting.
Yeah.
He's obviously way...
They wrestled with each other in college.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't want to say the university. I don't know. It's somewhere in New York, though. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he looked great. He was crisp with his punches. He got out of scrambles. He had good
control.
Yeah,
and Augusto Mendes is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion.
Yeah.
World champion. Like, a legend in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And Aljamain knew that. And he still... got out of everything. He made sure that he didn't let Augusto, because Augusto was trying to get leg locks, and Sterling played that really well. He was very
good
calm.
Defense.
He was very
sure.
calm when he did get in little tight positions. Mm. He kept his mind, and he had a great performance.
He looked great on the feet too. You could tell he was fighting long and trying to keep his hands low to avoid that takedown. But he could take him down at will too. That was important,
right? So that was the prelims on the UFC Fight Pass, which I must add, I am still enjoying.
Listen, I put it off for so long. I had a free trial, and I was like, I don't really like. But going back now, I pulled it up on my Xbox, and I was watching way old events from like 2003.
Yeah.
I watched the Chuck Liddell era. I watched when Rampage won the title.
Just sitting there reliving.
Oh,
stuff.
Man, it was great. Like Matt Hughes, BJ Penn, dude, it was awesome. So I really would recommend the Fight Pass if you're a fight fan.
We should
fan.
Definitely just like, you and I should just chill one day and watch.
And just go through, because you started late. You got to catch up on a lot.
I need to get hit.
Some of the legends.
Moving on to the FS1 prelims. Tim Elliott and Lewis Smolka, which won Fight of the Night.
Yeah, these guys were wow.
This fight was awesome. Like, I don't know if you can really, like a lot of people sleep on the ground game. Like, a lot of people don't get excited about the ground game. Dude, this was one of the best grappling fights I've seen in so long. It was just so exchange technical. After exchange, and they just kept reversing and getting submission attempt after submission attempt, man. It was just so beautiful. Like,
it was very technical. Both guys showed a lot of heart. And
I didn't
know
Tim Elliott could do that. Dude. I didn't know he was that nice on the ground. Yeah. Like, Lewis Smolka is a submission artist, dude. I mean,
this guy was twisting his body in ways I've never seen anyone do in a fight, and he was getting out of positions. Like, he would literally just throw his leg over and just twist his entire body and get out of that position. It was insane. And that was some people really don't appreciate the technicality of the ground game, but this was a really good fight for me. Great. I enjoyed it because I was just like, oh,
yeah,
he's going to get it now.
Just like, what? Yeah. Like, how did he reverse that like that? Like,
yeah, that was a good one for
me. So, yeah, Tim Elliott defeated Lewis Smolka via unanimous decision. And
I'm pretty sure he hasn't won.
Who? Since Smolka?
No, Tim Elliott.
He just fought Demetrius Johnson for the title and lost.
Yeah, and he lost. So he hasn't won since August of 2013. So that was UFC, that was a big fight for him.
Yep. And then moving on, this was one of your top picks, Rashid Magomedov.
Magomedov.
No, that's wrong.
Is it not Magomedov? Something like that. It's good. Steve and his crew.
Magomedov, that's right.
What's up, guys? What's up,
man? Yeah, it's Magomedov, actually.
We got, people coming and going in the Lousy Weather Media studio. Yeah. That's how we do it here.
Yeah,
Magomedov. This is one I didn't get to see, but he did edge out the decision.
He beat Bobby Green via split decision, which I don't think it should have been that close, but dude, this Magomedov dude, he has a lot of talent. He was really impressing me, but the thing is, his pace was just so slow. It's like, he's not gonna go up and keep winning fights if he's fighting at the pace he's fighting at. He's a good fighter, but he really, really, really needs to throw more volume. And
is that what you mean? Like, he just wasn't pressing the issue, or he was literally slow?
His counter punches are beautiful, but that's what he was relying on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was waiting for Bobby to strike first.
Yeah, like, he just wasn't throwing in volume. And
so did he win? Like, you, how do you think he got that one? It was split, so obviously one judge had it the other way, but
it was a close fight, dude. It was a split decision, but I would have said that Bobby Green won, but Magomedov, just if he's going to move up in this division and become a contender, he really needs to start throwing more volume.
What division is that? That's lightweight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, moving on now. This guy is one of the top-ranked prospects. The UFC tried signing him when he was 19, and he didn't sign because he wanted to go to a different place and get better. He's from France. MMA is outlawed in France, so I'm pretty sure he has to go somewhere totally different to fight. Yeah, him and Francis Ngannou both have to go somewhere totally different if they want to fight. Yeah, so this man, Tom Dukenoy, defeated...
The fire kid.
Mm-hmm. Defeated Patrick Williams in just an astounding fashion, dude. At first, Patrick Williams did drop Dukenoy, and I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Here comes the upset. Mm. And Dukenoy's pace, which he really prides himself on. He really works on his pace, and that's what he says. Like, nobody will ever outwork him. Mm. So he ended up getting this man, Patrick Williams, tired as hell by, the last 5 seconds.
Really?
It was just... He had him in a clinch up against the cage and was just landing bow after bow. Probably, three bows within, 3 seconds, dude. Mm-hmm. Just clean to the jaw and dropped him. Burm. Horn went off. So he was knocked down. Like, he got crumbled. And they were like, uh-oh. Like, it cut off the commercial. I'm sitting there like, oh, no, what? Like, show what just happened, dude. He just got knocked out.
Damn.
And then it goes back to him, and he's just sitting there like wobbly as hell. And I was like, oh, God, this dude's about to...
Oh, no.
So
he could be a...
A quick finish for Tom Dukenoy in the second round. This man, he's the up-and-comer, dude.
He's a little challenger for our boy Garbrandt?
Yo, this man is nice.
Maybe. That's a long way away. It's his first fight in the UFC, but...
Yeah, but I'm telling you, mark my words right now, Tom Dukenoy is a problem.
Okay.
He is a problem. Nice. I'm telling you. Moving on.
So the next fight, Roy Nelson fought Alexander Volkov. Now, Alexander Volkov, I think he's 6'7".
He's 6'7",
250. Roy Nelson, only 5'11", I think.
And about 300 pounds.
Yeah, he's 6 foot. 263 weighed in at for this fight.
Yeah. Also, 40 years old.
Yeah, that's nuts for his division. The pace and the hits that the people he's fought. It's insane that he still enjoys getting punched in the face at 40.
I feel like heavyweight is kind of a division where you can, because those dudes aren't like running around, you know what I'm saying? They're just literally laying in there.
Yeah, but he fought Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah, that's true. But Volkov really just used his height advantage, his reach advantage. I mean, I don't know. It was one of my least favorite fights. Roy Nelson got him down for a round, and
yeah, that's the round I seen. I had to go back to work, but I would like to see Roy Nelson make a little bit of a comeback. I do think he's a really good fighter.
I don't know, man.
His jiu-jitsu.
I think Roy Nelson's really hit that wall.
You think? Yeah. Really?
I think he's really hit that athletic wall where he's starting. He's a great fighter. I mean, won what, the Ultimate Fighter 10? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he knocked out Brandon Schaub.
Yeah, great fighter, but it really looks like he's hitting that athletic wall, man. Well, much respect to Roy Nelson.
40 years old, I mean. Yeah, you never know.
Dude, you're still in there doing it. Good for you. Moving on now. This was a very surprising fight for me. I mean, it was a split decision, but Genaro Moicano defeated Jeremy Stephens via split decision. Now,
who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, that's exactly who that guy is. Moicano really... Stevens wasn't very crafty in this fight.
Really?
That's how
I missed this one as well. Sorry.
That's no.
I feel like you're giving me the play by play. Like I'm gonna listen back to this episode. Like, oh,
it's cool, dude. This man. This is the worst fight. This was my least favorite fight of the night.
Really?
Yeah. Like these two were poopers straight in a row. I was glad those were over. Jeremy Stevens, instead of putting together crafty combinations, which is how he's been winning his fights.
Yeah.
He was just doing Jeremy Stephens.
For the
yep, throwing those bombs. And Moicano smartly was literally running, was literally skipping at a side pace, totally out of dude's range. Just, he missed every time. So, I guess judging on how you like that, like, you know, it was a split decision. You know, some judges are like, oh, okay, he didn't get hit. Some judges are like, oh, well, that guy was throwing the punches, though. So, that was a split decision. Jeremy Stephens, next fight, he really needs to work on his combinations, get back to his wrestling game.
And he's been doing it for a while. He's been in the UFC a long time.
25th fight in the UFC.
That's insane. That
That's outrageous.
Still not putting together what he needs to overcome that. But good for
Moicano.
Moicano, okay. I'm really bad with pronunciation tonight. And spelling. And spelling in general. Bad.
That's okay. We'll work on that. We're going to get you reading at like a 12th grade level soon.
I had that in like 6th grade, and then it just fell off. Dude, I made a contest for my work. I said, hey, if you keep up this one statistic that I can look up throughout this entire Mother's Day event that I'm running, you'll be put into a drawing.
Ooh.
For a gift card. But that's, I spelled cool. It DRAWLING.
Oh, no. They were baking you, weren't
dude,
they?
Dude. This one who's 18. Shout out, Evan. Yeah. That was funny. Anyway.
That is hilarious, dude. Okay.
So the next fight, I caught this one.
This is when you texted me. So at first, I didn't think Slim was watching these events. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't want me to text him. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'll keep you updated. And he was like, no, don't. I want to watch him when I get home. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I don't think Slim's watching. I'm sitting here celebrating because, as you guys know, we do our betting. We'll get to that at the end. I'll let you guys know the score.
Oh, Slim Pickens. Did not
Slim,
come
no
again.
Pickens. Slim Pickens, boy. That is the best nickname. Yeah, you did terrible. But
so I texted him. I said, I hate you. I hate everything about you.
His number one pick, which I don't blame you, Jacare is still the truth at 37 years old.
Yeah, and
don't act like Jacare is just about to fall off.
He just signed an 8-fight deal with the UFC.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So he'll be back.
He'll be fighting until he's 40.
But Robert Whittaker, wow, man.
Wow.
What can you say about him?
What a performance, dude.
I mean, this guy, I he wasn't even on my radar, but he's number 6. Is he a 5-fight?
See, like, at first, his last fight was Derek Brunson. I thought Derek Brunson at that point was better than Robert Whittaker. Now, really? Looking back at it, this dude, Robert Whittaker, he is going to get a title shot pretty soon.
He's on a 7-fight win streak right now.
Dude, he does not lose.
And Jacare was number 3, I think?
Yeah.
Number three or four.
There's about to be a shakeup in those rankings.
Good for him. Robert Whittaker looked amazing. His hand,
hit him with that kick, dude.
He is so fast for that division.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
He's 26, dude. He has a lot of potential.
That's
I can
awesome.
See him becoming a champion for
and
sure.
He got performance of the night for that, so good for him.
50K. Take that.
No problem.
Co-main event. So Rose Thug Namajunas defeated Michelle Waterson, which I really like Michelle Waterson. It really
was the karate hottie.
Yeah, dude. It really hurt me picking Rose in that fight, but Rose is just a complete fighter, and I just saw that her and Dana talked about it. She's gonna get her title shot.
Really?
She'll be the next in the line for a title shot. So we'll be seeing a lot more from Rose Namajunas, and for Michelle Waterson, I really hope she makes a good comeback, dude. She just got in the UFC. She defeated Paige VanZant, one of that division's big up and comers. So
that's awesome.
I see a lot of potential in Michelle Waterson. We're going to talk about her in a little bit. I actually watched a documentary on her, and it was beautiful, dude. It was great. I definitely suggest everybody to watch it. It was called Fight Mom. Definitely details.
Yeah, I'll be a little bit that out for sure.
Yeah, it details the issues that, you know, mothers go through in MMA. I mean, it's amazing, dude. It's stuff that we don't think about that. Yeah. Seeing stuff like that is amazing. So shout out to you, Michelle Waterson.
That women have to overcome that men necessarily don't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't think about that. You know what I'm saying? Having to raise a kid and go through 9 months of pregnancy. Oh, I got to be closer, dude. I hate this. I just hate being so close.
Don't like the pop filter. No, you're fine. It doesn't sound bad.
Sorry,
why
guys.
Do you hate being close?
I don't know.
Let the dude who sits there next to be like, oh, who was sitting here? This guy.
I can smell this dude's ham breath from Easter dinner.
Those deviled eggs smell delicious.
Jeez. Oh, man. Moving on to the last event. The GOAT. I mean, damn, bro.
Greatest.
Jeez.
I think he... One more fight and he is the greatest of all time. I'm saying it
this
right now.
This dude put Wilson Hayes, who is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu ace, in an armbar and tapped him out.
But had him
straight
in the
like
mount.
That.
Had him in the mount right before that, in the third round.
Dude. Demetrius Johnson is... The best, dude. Nobody at that size can handle him at all.
Not at all. I mean, he's cleaned out the division. And I'm pretty sure he said, Dana, afterwards, like, hey, it's time for my 7-figure check now.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go fight Cody. I'll fight Connor.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute, too.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, I think he does need... Here's the thing. I think that, like I said at the beginning, I think the UFC did a really good job of building him up. I mean, this is their best fighter in the world.
Of course.
And he's under the UFC's name, so... And this is live on Fox. This is in millions of people's households. They could have been tuning in for the news and like, oh, hey, what's this? Oh, best fighter in the world. I'll keep watching. Like, I think they did a really good job of promoting him for what he is.
Of course.
I still think he should be selling pay-per-views because when was the last time he was on a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
But, hey, that's okay.
Like, why not? I mean, like, with that Woodley and Thompson fight, why not do something like that?
Just
load,
co-main event, yeah.
Yeah, load some people on the bottom. And I mean, I'll watch him. I'll watch Demetrius Johnson fight every time.
If anything, he's technical. I mean, people were getting critical on him for not being a finisher lately, but he has finished a few of his last fights.
Let me see. He just freaking tapped out freaking Wilson Hayes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, he had a decision with Tim Elliott, who was also on that card, and he TKO'd Henry Cejudo?
Cejudo,
okay. All right, back to being bad at, you know, anyway. But yeah, Demetrius Johnson, what bad do you have to say about him?
Nothing.
And I think it's cool he's a nerd, too. He pretty much said, hey, if I'm not in the gym, I'm on my computer. And he, like, Twitch streams and stuff. So I feel like he could get something going for himself if he really promotes that Twitch, because I didn't know that until I watched, like, the epilogue of the whatever.
What's he do, play video games?
Yeah, I don't know what game specifically, but he streams himself playing games, and he said he'll either run into people who are like, oh, you're Mighty Mouse, or he'll run into people who are like, oh, you're this guy on Twitch. Like, it's kind of like...
What?
Yeah, he gets one or the other. Either fight fans or, like, gamers.
Yeah, well, if you play FIFA, Mighty Mouse, come see me. Because I've been calling out Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco Johnson, for years, and he's been ducking me.
Really?
Years. Nobody wants to see me in that FIFA, dude. If you're from Elliot, come catch this FIFA.
I don't play FIFA.
Good.
Not my game.
Don't start.
You want to catch me in 1v1 on Destiny, though?
Oh, boy, I will... Give it to you on Destiny, too.
You're lying. You're wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want
I used
it.
To be cold on the Destiny, dude.
Used to be. I still got it.
What, that new Taken King? That you got all that?
I've been at all
oh,
that.
Oh,
man. Light level almost 400.
We'll get our own video game
Destiny
podcast.
2. Yeah. Yeah, we're starting a video game podcast. It's called A&A...
Gaming. Lame.
Oh, no, maybe one day. So overall, I mean, the card, I was happy with it. I think it went well.
Dude, beautiful card.
I think it's that was important for the UFC, especially that their top three, their main card, that was one of the most successful main cards, I feel like, on an event, especially for a fight night.
Oh, yeah?
Usually fight nights aren't, you know, that entertaining. Maybe it's like a...
It's hard to sell usually with those, but yeah. With this one, they did a... It was just like a... UFC event. Jeez, are they, do you think they're catching that up?
That's, maybe. Old Scotty dude, Thumbs.
Scotty Thumbs out here calling for Sean.
Dad?
Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, they had three. The last three fights were all three finishes. I think that was amazing. Because that's what people want to see. And then the Stevens fight was, it was okay.
It was a pooper.
If Tim Elliott was up there, then it'd be a perfect card for me.
So yeah. That was UFC on Fox 24. I actually ended up defeating you. Let me do my math real quick because, dude.
I don't want to hear it.
You are now $42 in debt. So if you lose this next event, I got to come for you, unfortunately. I don't want to have to do that, but you got to pay up, Slim.
I got to win some back, man. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got this event this weekend, and that's pretty much your last hope. So last week, I don't think I ended up saying the score that I beat you last week. I ended up beating you 62-42. So a nice little 20-point win for the monster.
That's because I don't. Never mind. Go on.
Because what you?
Because you're a bitch.
Because no. Because
random things happen that Weidman fight shouldn't have been stopped. What was the main event? The rumble through the fight. Like
through the fight, he was plotting against you, dude. And in the event before that, Khabib just happens to drop out one day before. Well. No, that's collusion with the Monty boy. We're out here winning me some money. You ended up losing this last event. Oh my gosh, 77-34.
Oh my god, my top three like did not make it.
You only picked. I only got one of my fights that I picked wrong, which was the
I got the Zach Cummins
fight. Wow, I didn't
get
any fights that every fight that I picked every fight right. Let's go. But you got Jeremy Stevens wrong. You picked Renato Moicano. You actually got that one right. I'm looking at this wrong. My bad. You got Jacare wrong. You got Roy Nelson wrong. I'm done calling you out. 77.
I'm pretty sure Michelle Waters the two. Anyway.
No, I picked Rose.
Did? Okay.
I beat you 77-34. So, that's 2 weeks in a row. You do have a chance to redeem yourself this weekend, though. Luckily, so.
I'm hanging my head low over here.
It's all right, Slim.
It's just money. That's all.
Straight cash. Okay.
Last week we talked about Kevin Gastelum. He failed a drug test for marijuana. Mm-hmm. So now he is out. But
I wish I could see him and Robert Whittaker fight. That would be so tight.
Maybe. Hey, that's possible.
That would be a tight fight.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think Robert would get that one. He's a little faster.
Yeah, but that's chunky, still be a good fight.
That would be a good fight. Anyway. Oh, you mean Silva or Kelvin?
Kelvin versus here's the thing. Robert Whittaker.
Silva, Anderson Silva said, hey, I still want to be on this card. I think UFC 212.
Yeah, he'll get his fight. He's just not going to end up fighting Gastelum, probably.
No, that's out. He's probably gone for a year. I don't know what the time is, but
we still haven't seen anything about
Silva's kind of now in limbo. So who does Silva fight? I mean, and one of the names that someone threw out there was Luke Rockhold. I think that would be a pretty entertaining fight, but for Luke, I mean, Luke's still top 10. If he loses to Silva, that's not good for him. So would he even take that? Silva's not even ranked, I'm pretty sure, on the middleweight list. He's not ranked right now because he's been like win-loss, loss.
Was Rockhold's last fight?
Was that the Bisping fight?
Yeah, that's when he lost to Bisping. Mm. I'd watch that. Those two have fought before, right? Rockhold versus Silva.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, because when Rockhold came over here, he fought like a few undercard guys and then fought Weidman.
Oh, I see.
Let me look it up. Who else could he fight? Uriah Hall. That's still a name that comes
Uriah
to mind.
Uriah Hall is...
he's not been doing so hot lately,
I don't know. You know, this Christoph Jotko...
Oh, Silva is number 7. I was way wrong.
So this Christoph Jotko guy is fighting this weekend. He is 19-1.
Wow.
He's an up-and-comer. So maybe if he wins this fight, I don't know.
Well, 212 is when? June or July?
No. Is that... No, I'm pretty sure it's this upcoming one. Like, the one that's on this weekend.
No, I'm talking about when is Silva fight on...
Oh,
when is 212?
Sure. Yeah, this Jocko guy doesn't fight on the next one.
212's not till June 3rd. So that could be a potential thing.
That's going to be a great card also.
That will be a great card.
Aldo versus Holloway.
For sure. He could fight a rematch with Vitor. They're both kind of older now, you know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
Vitor was talking about doing his Legends division. Well, here you go.
Right.
Trying to put on a show.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe Chris Weidman.
I don't want to see him and Weidman number three. Weidman already beat him twice. Why would Sylvie even go back to that?
Well, maybe Luke Rockhold then.
I don't know,
just looking
Luke,
up.
Luke Rockhold's number two, though.
Jacare? That'd be kind of a tight, like, Brazilian fight. Jacare on Silva? That would be
tight.
I don't know.
He's got,
maybe what, that would
3 months, 2 months?
Maybe that'd be the fight.
Yeah, it's only a month. Maybe he wouldn't. I don't know, but Silva is waiting to see who he gets next. So, you know, Robert Whittaker just had that dominating performance. Who does he get next? Maybe he fights Luke Rockhold. Because Luke Rockhold,
that'd be fun.
Luke Rockhold is number two.
Yo, Robert Whittaker would sleep Luke Rockhold.
You think?
Yes.
Luke's a big dude.
Robert Whittaker would sleep him.
I want to see it.
I'd like to see that fight. Yeah, that's a nice little fight to make.
I can see it happening. Or maybe like a Derek Brunson. He fought Derek Brunson, didn't he?
Who?
Whittaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so he wouldn't go back to that.
Yeah, he beat him.
So, middleweight division kind of tied up right now. We'll see. We'll see where it goes from there. I think we answered some questions about where we go next, because it was either going to be Jacare or Whittaker. One of them two was supposed to, you know, move up to title contention. I think Whittaker put himself in a really good spot with that win.
Ha, yeah. True. I agree.
True.
So I got a little bit of news for you.
Okay.
Demetrius Johnson. Now, this sounds really interesting. Right. Like, we talked about this earlier. I think you were right when you said DJ needs one more fight at flyweight. He needs to get the record.
Yeah.
For most.
Get that world
most,
record.
Yeah, get that record for most title defenses ever. And then listen to how interesting this would be. Demetrius Johnson says he would fight Cody No Love Garbrandt at 125 pounds.
Wow.
But he's not going to let him dictate the negotiations, which, duh, why would you?
Yeah, like what?
Maybe Garbrandt's a little bit marketable,
what kind of, like,
but
like
you're
money-wise?
Mm.
Like, what does that mean? Like, hometown, like,
see,
where the event is? Like, how much pull does he have?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how that works, and I don't know how Cody Garbrandt's just going to be the one, like, even
like,
dictating
yeah, I'll take
it.
20 bucks if I
you. You know what I'm saying? Belts. Like, I don't know why he... I don't know what Demetrius Johnson exactly thought when he said that, but I don't think Cody Garbrandt's just going to be out here, like, demanding blah, blah, blah. Like, if Demetrius Johnson wants Garbrandt, Garbrandt's going to be like, okay, whatever, let's get it. Like,
yeah, for sure.
That's just how he is. But I do think DJ needs to go fight one more, get his record for the most title defenses, and then, dude, that would be a absolutely entertaining fight. I would love to see them fight at 125.
I'm down to see it, for
sure. That would be...
But here's the thing. I think Cody needs to beat TJ first. Cody needs to defend the belt once. Then he doesn't need to pull some Conor McGregor shit to where he's like, oh, yeah, I got this belt. No, I'm going to go get other. Give me a belt. I'm going to go get other belts. He doesn't need to do that. Like, that's not. I think he needs to get another title defense. Obviously, Mighty Mouse, I want him to get that one more, too. So that would fall in line about the same time.
A lot of people are calling for that fight, though. They just want it. Like, they're just totally ignoring the fact that.
Because,
like,
everyone's interested in Cody now. Cody beat up one of the best pound-for-pound fighters of all time. And the best in bantamweight division. And made him look, you know, bad, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Just cruised Dominic Cruz, the cruise missile. And, yeah, I can see why he would be a marketable fighter for the UFC. I think that's really going to be good for them. Now, as him going up to Jose Aldo or Max Holloway, whoever wins out of those two, I don't know if I like that one as much. I think he could beat a Max Holloway, maybe.
I don't
apparently
know,
Cody walks around at 146, is what he said. So he's only cutting 10 pounds to get to bantamweight.
Yeah, he's not that large of a man. Dude, that would be, I mean, either way, that'd be fire. I think Max Holloway's nice. he might win that fight.
I
he might come in and beat Jose.
I think he is.
He's won what, like 10 in a row, bro?
Something around 9 or 10.
He is cold. Max Holloway is. he might win that fight, dude. And I would like to see that fight.
I think he will. I do.
These are like dream fights, though, I feel like. I don't know. Like, are they really making these fights? Like, are we just. What are we talking about? Like,
they're ideas, but I feel like they're not that far fetched. Like, back in the day, it was like, oh, I want to see Anderson Silva fight John Jones. Yeah, and that never happened. But
these days.
Now that the UFC is worth more money than ever, $4.2 billion.
You got Bellator selling Kimbo Slice versus Dede 5,000. I mean, just stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people, I enjoy the freak show. I enjoy CM Punk coming into the UFC and getting choked out in like 30 seconds. I enjoy stuff like that.
Should have been his first.
Bring it in. Yeah. I love it. Feed me the, what does he say in, what's that movie with Seth Rogen and... That was, like, all about North Korea, and, like, everybody was all, like, sick about it.
Oh, the interview?
Yeah. It's like, feed me the manja. Feed me the manja, bro. I want to see it. Give me all that.
Yeah, I think money fights are...
Go for it. Sell them.
Might as well. Yeah, but I feel like, okay, so then we go into the issue of, is this a sport, or is it the entertainment business?
Both.
But how far away can you stray away from the one before you got to go back to the other? Like, the NBA, obviously, if the Golden State did horribly in the playoffs, they're still not going to place the Cavs in the end, because the Cavs are going to take it to the end and win. But if Golden State does horribly, they're not going to be like, yeah, but everyone wants to see this fight, so, or this matchup, so we'll go ahead and do it. Like, that's not, they have to go by, you know.
What's happening, you know, whatever happens, happens.
It's facts. But with fighting... You have rankings, but those are man-made rankings. Those aren't like, he did better than this guy. Well, they never fought, so how can you say he's better than this guy? It's just all speculation. So how far do you stray away from, this is a sport and you earned this, or like, hey, this is what's going to sell money and we need some money this year?
See, I think they can kind of like flirt with like a beautiful mixture of both. Like, you know how, like, no offense to Sean, I hope Sean's not listening, but, like, you know, wrestling, like, they kind of, like, they kind of, like, do the same thing wrestling does, but at the same time, like, they really have shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they have a real life, like, kind of hierarchy that they have to follow. Like, except like, with Khabib. Like, how has Khabib not gotten a title shot, you know what I'm saying? Like,
25 fights in a row. Not in the UFC, but just total, like, win, no losses. What are you doing, like, Nagi, man?
And some people just walk in and have three, four fights, and then they get a title shot. Like, what?
Ridiculous.
Come on, give Khabib his love.
Like, I understand, like, this, especially with the new, I don't remember who bought the UFC, do you know? Whatever promotion just bought the UFC. They are the ones who are like, all right, well, they're pulling the strings, like, hey, if Conor's going to sell all this money, he don't need to defend the 145 belt. We need to put him up against another champ.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like they're the ones who are really turning this into, like, a money pit, if you will.
I'm pretty sure the people that bought them is IME. It's like a corporation, obviously. But I got some other news that I bet you didn't hear.
All right.
Did you know that Conor got his freaking... He was rolling around in, like, a freaking barricade, bro. Like,
barricade.
Or, like, he had, like, a squad with him of, like, Rolls Royces. Like, he was just rolling, like, in, like, a convoy.
Okay.
And he got pulled over in Liverpool. And, I mean, they didn't find anything, but, like, how are you just about to pull over Conor McGregor?
What'd they pull him over for?
They didn't say. Like, they just... pulled him over. Like, how are you about to pull over this man, Conor McGregor? Like,
thanks, Sean. Sean just fact checked me. It's William Morris Endeavors, WME, is who bought the UFC.
WME, IMG.
Something
like a split corporation.
Love you,
Sean. We thought we were going to get our first Sean this episode. Yeah.
Nope. Not going to happen in his house.
ears in the walls.
So what happened with the why'd he get pulled over?
Nothing. He's fine.
Oh.
But he did get pulled over, so.
But he's probably hanging out the window or something.
Right,
you know,
just
he
doing
does.
Some
he's
wild
the
Conor
famous
stuff.
Dude in Ireland.
Also, the UFC signed former World Series of Fighting champion Marlon Moraes. Excuse me. He's set to fight Rafael Assensau in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on June 3rd at UFC 212. Now, Moraes is 18-4-1. He was the former bantamweight champion of World Series of Fighting, and apparently, this dude's the truth. He's 28 years old. He's won his last 13 fights in a row, and he's considered the best bantamweight not signed by the UFC for the last couple years. Wow. So apparently, this dude's a big signing.
Who's
for the
UFC. Who's he scheduled to fight?
Rafael Assunção.
That's pretty good test.
He's been in the UFC for a while, so I think coming in and fighting a veteran off rip would be a really good match to make. I'm actually excited to see that.
I think the bantamweight
division could use a little fresh face.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Dominic spent so many years knocking everyone off, and then Cody came up out of nowhere. But after Cody fights TJ, mm-hmm. where does he go from there? Let's look at the rankings and see.
Ooh, that would be... he could always wait for DJ if that's actually a fight that they're going to make.
Assunção is number 3.
Yeah, so if Assunção ends up beating this guy...
That'll be an upset for sure. What if Aljamain Sterling comes up? He's number 8. That's pretty good. I don't think this is after last night. He probably went up after last night especially, but...
Yeah,
John Dodson, did he go back up?
No, he went down. He lost his last fight to John Hands of Stone Lineker.
Why is he ranked in bantamweight then? That's weird.
No, he's a bantamweight.
No, he went down to 125, I thought.
No, dude.
Because he fought Mighty Mouse a couple times.
Oh.
So he must have went back up.
Yeah, he must be fluctuating.
Eddie Wineland's number 10. That could be a potential.
Eddie Wineland also... That's who fights this weekend, is Eddie Wineland versus John Dodson.
Ah, so that one might open up some doors that we need to...
Exactly, kind of guide us in there. That's going to be a good main card this weekend. I think we should maybe do a little commercial break.
Yeah, we'll do a quick break, and we'll hop back into our picks.
Yep.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
For ourselves, it's only to keep the stress off my face. Once I run with men, they usually keep weapons on waist, trying to chase.
Ooh, Dash is fire, dude. He's another rapper with a dollar sign in his name. You gotta respect him, you know?
Dollar sign gang.
Yeah, dollar sign gang. Who else has dollar signs in their name?
Ty Dollar Sign?
Ty Dollar Sign, I don't know, but shout out to you if you put a dollar sign in your name. Mm-hmm. I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. So, Sean wanted me to correct. I censored his text to me. He said, William Morris Endeavors, bitches.
No,
WME bought UFC, you bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, you got him. Bitches. So, I guess...
bitches.
Yeah, I made Sean mad, so...
Well, don't do that. I know. If there's one thing I've taken from... knowing Sean's, don't make him mad, because he'll never forgive you.
Jeez.
I'm kidding, he might. He does hold grudges. Shout out to Chance. You just got to call him a bitch and, continue with your day.
Moving on.
You've said that a lot. Moving on. So, UFC fight night. Which one is this? It's UFC on FS1.
Swanson versus Lobov.
Nice.
This looks like it's going to be a decent card.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent card overall.
I'm surprised that Artem Lobov goes from fighting one of my favorite fighters, Taruto Ishihara, who's not even a ranked fighter, goes from fighting him being 12-12-1 to now fighting Cub Swanson in a main event. Like, I just don't know where they were just like, oh, yeah, we're going to make Artem Lobov the main event. But
there's got to be a story behind this. I haven't looked that into it yet, but there's like, did someone pull out and he was like, I can do it?
No, it was off rip, dude.
14 and 12?
Yeah, it's Conor McGregor's training partner.
I don't know.
But I don't know. We'll see. He says that he's ready and he's ready to become a champion and all that. So we'll see when he fights Cub Swanson.
He's got a 73% takedown defense. That's really good.
Yeah, he's not a bad fighter, but I mean, come on, guy.
His record doesn't show that. Anyway,
I have first pick, yeah?
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's what happens when you don't lose. that he gave me that corner of the eye look. First pick, I'm going to take Cub.
Cub? Old Cub Swanson?
Old
good,
Cubby.
Good choice. Give me Jake Elm. No. Give me J-Lo. Joe Lozon.
Joe Lozon, okay.
He hasn't fought since, January? He's not ranked. That's weird because he's fought everybody.
Dude, he's fought literally, like, everybody. If he fought Takanori Gomi. Like, if you just start going through the people that he fought, you'll just be like, what the heck, dude?
The list
like,
is nuts.
Yeah, definitely has fought the top of the top at his weight class.
Yeah, good for him.
Okay, so that means I have Steven Ray. I actually think I have Steven Ray winning that fight. So, I don't mind that.
You think Steven Ray is going to get it done?
Yeah,
I do. We will see.
I'm going to go ahead from the UK. John Dodson. Got him winning this fight by a good amount. Nice. Not very high on
I do like John Dodson.
So, yeah, take that.
Okay. Oh. who else do you even have on this? That's like important.
I mean, we got Diego Sanchez, Ally Aquinta, Ovince St. Preux.
Give me. Is he the nightmare now or is he the dream?
Who?
Diego. He was the nightmare, Diego, the nightmare Sanchez. And then he went to the dream Sanchez. He like
re-innovated himself. Maybe he's just like sleepy Sanchez. Like.
Groggy like Sanchez.
Not exactly sleeping yet. Like
Espresso Sanchez.
Lucid dreaming Sanchez. No, come on, guy. You can't just keep switching.
He switches his name. Something. Yeah, give me Sanchez.
Whatever.
Let's see what he can do against Ally Aquinta.
All right.
I like Sanchez. I've been following him for a while. Actually, the very first fight I ever watched,
yeah.
I think it was UFC 99. Mm-hmm. No, it had to be older than that. Diego Sanchez fought Jeremy Stephens.
Ooh.
Or maybe, no, Joe. It was Joe Stevens, Joe Daddy. Do you remember him?
Nope.
No,
that was
he's
before my time.
Yeah. So, dude, that's such a slugfest. Joe Daddy Stevenson.
Yeah,
such
that's a cool
slugfest.
Fun fact.
It was a great fight. Anyway, your turn.
I'm gonna go ahead and pick somebody who I'm pretty high on, Brandon Moreno. He is of a Mexican descent.
Against
pretty talented,
Dustin Ortiz,
dude.
Nice.
Pretty talented. He's only 23 years old, 13-3. I got him winning over Dustin Ortiz.
Okay. That's fair. Who has he fought? Ooh, give me Sam Alvey.
Ooh, that's a pretty good pick. I do think that Sam Alvey is a good fighter.
He beat Marquardt last.
Yeah. Talos
Latus.
Talos Latus, yeah, whatever. See, you got me on that one. Good job.
Because he's been fighting for a while. I know him.
Yeah, Talos Latus, but he lost his last fight against that Jocko dude.
Jocko.
He did fight Gegard and Bisping back-to-back, though. Damn. Thanks for giving me him. Hopefully, he can pull this one off.
We'll see. Who you got?
I'm going to go ahead and... Ah, man, I really don't want to do this. Maybe I'm not going to. I'll go ahead and pick Squarehead Perry over Jake Ellenberger.
All right, I was going to pick Jake, so thank you for that. Give me St. Preux. I think St. Preux's got everything to lose.
Three in a row.
I think he's got everything to lose in this fight, but I also think I went back and watched his fight with John Jones. He really, like... didn't do that bad against John Jones.
Oh, we have our first live caller on the air.
You're not plugged in here.
Oh. Hold on, Jake.
You gotta open your case and shit. I think Ovince St. Preux, he really impressed me with that fight against John Jones. I think that was important for for St. Preux. I mean, it really tested him. It was John Jones' first fight after the whole debacle with the pregnant lady and whatnot. So I think it was
hitting
good for
people
him.
And breaking
yeah,
arms.
Hitting whatever.
We got our first caller on the air. Hello, sir. What's your name? Ah, okay.
Juice,
and,
the Juice Man Liddell.
What where are you calling?
I don't think
Juice
the
Man?
Plugs were gonna put him up to the mic.
AK Rowdy.
AK Rowdy. Okay. How you doing today? What are you calling to talk about? We are making our live picks right now.
Yeah, we're discussing the UFC fight night.
I'm calling to celebrate the life of Christ, my sir.
Oh, shout out to you, Easter. Yeah.
Shout out Resurrection.
For sure.
what's up, Juice Man? What are you doing?
You're live.
I was just seeing what y'all two were up to.
We're live, and now you're live.
Yeah, you're live on the air.
All
right. You can tell our first caller is very excited for this opportunity. This doesn't happen to many people, so, you know, he's one of
Jake will be on the show in not too long. But all right, Jake, I'll call you after the show. All right, buddy.
Jake sounded so happy to be on this part of this thing.
I don't think he was ready. Oh.
Yeah.
So they can hear me now?
What?
Are we on now?
Yeah, we've been on.
Cool.
We've been on, yeah.
Oh.
What do you think we're doing? Just picking shit randomly? Yeah, these are unrecorded picks in case I lose again.
Yeah, you're just going to like change it up. Like, no, I didn't pick
it. No, it's not. Not
I'm going to go out true. On a limb and pick Brian Dad Bod Barbarina because he beat Sage Northcutt, who is a freaking beast.
He beat Sage Northcutt?
Yeah, dude.
So why is he the second on the card?
I don't know. That's pretty low, right? And Joe Lauzon's first. Like,
that's interesting.
If that's on the fight pass, dude, that's fire.
Yeah, that's. I think
I'm
going to
be excited for that.
I believe it is. Let me get Hector Sandoval.
Okay. So we only got three fights left. I'm sorry. We got Danielle Taylor versus Jessica Penne, which is a pasta type. Pasta type Penne. And then Scott Holtzman against Michael McBride. So also Alexis Davis against Cindy Dandois.
So four left, right?
That's three. I'm going to go ahead and pick Jessica Penne because I do like pasta. So
that is a good pasta.
Jessica Penne for the dub.
Let's see what this girl's got. Cindy Dandois? Is that her name?
Dandois.
She's
probably French. That just sounds French.
Oh, she's not even listed on this.
Oh, she's Belgian. Like waffles.
What's her record? Can you see it?
Yes, sir. She is 8-2. She's been knocked out once and submitted once. She has 3 knockouts and 4 submissions, 1 decision and 1 other. Oh, so she must be 8-2-1.
8-2-1. Okay. Let me get...
Her nickname is Battle Cat, though. That's
Let me get
pretty dope.
Scott Holtzman.
Okay. Okay.
Against old McBride.
Skeet.
What up, Scotty?
Scotty Thumbs is out here on this episode. He's our first guest. He said, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pick... this is the last pick, huh?
This is all you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick Alexis Davis in this one.
Okay. So I got the Belgian waffle.
Yep. The Belgian. Cindy the Belgian waffle Dandois.
What if that was her nickname?
It is now.
Excellent. So yeah, fight night coming up. I got to work again.
Yeah, and
pretty
if
upset
you do
about
lose,
that.
You will have to hand me over $50.
I'm not happy about it. I'll make it back. I won one of those.
You did win our very first event, which I'm salty about because, man, it was a lot of controversy in that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You had controversy last event. Not
I
this
did.
Last weekend, but the weekend before.
But I still won anyways. I let you win. I gave you Gegard. I was like, oh, yeah, no, whatever. If Gegard, I will let you just
not
count.
You did
yeah,
say
and
that,
then
didn't
you? Ended up still, I still ended up winning. So I was just like, yeah, whatever.
I guess I forgot about that.
We did take a couple shots and drink a couple buckets or one bucket.
One bucket. We split a bucket. I had some beers before you came, and then we had those crafty craft beers.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that coffee beer was great, man. I'm definitely getting one of those next time.
Yeah, we're probably going to be going... Oh.
No, not next weekend.
No, not next weekend, but what's after that?
2/11 Yeah. Where do you want to do it? You said the barley is.
Yeah, you got a show, so come out to Slim Show.
I do. I'm opening for the Basement Comedy Show 9. We got 3 comedians. We do a little show in the basement.
Yeah, we're gonna
I'm doing a little rapidy rap thing.
We're gonna keep reminding you guys about this, so make sure you guys come out. Make sure you support Slim for sure.
It's gonna be fun. It's always a good time. I'm ecstatic to be a part of it.
It's gonna be dope, dude.
It's gonna be fun.
And then afterwards, we can go to Barley House and watch the UFC fights. So sounds like a good night.
Sounds like a solid night to me. You got any more news? New news from you?
I don't know. Give me a topic. What do you want to talk about? That's MMA related.
We can go off topic. We can go anywhere. It's the end of our closing segment.
Let's get a little weird tonight. Let's bring up something just crazy, something off spicy. The top of our minds. Oh man, I don't know.
We don't do much preparation, ladies and gentlemen. Monty takes the notes, and I sit here and look pretty.
Yeah, you're definitely the looks of the show. Good thing we're on radio.
They always said I had a face for radio. what do you think about Kendrick's album? Kendrick dropped. Okay, so here is how that went. Kendrick dropped an album on Friday called Damn.
Yeah.
And rumor had it that Jesus died on a Friday and he was resurrected on Sunday. He was going to release a second album called Nation. So Damnation today, but it didn't happen. It was a myth.
Listen, there's still we still got an hour and 45 minutes until 44 minutes until that happens. So
that's true. Maybe he'll shock the world. We'll wake up Monday morning.
Yeah. What if that's what he's trying to do? Wait till everybody's sleeping and just drop that.
Okay, but if that's going to be the new thing, is that what artists are going to have to do now? Like Future dropped 2 albums, and then now Kendrick. Is that going to be a new thing where you got to record like 30 songs like to release anything?
No.
Or just like a random once in a while.
I heard the reason Future did that was because he was trying to get out of a contract. Like he actually had to like
A
certain amount of albums until he was done. So he was just like, oh, okay, cool. Boom, boom, boom. Here's a couple albums.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Shit. Yeah.
So
he certainly did that. I wasn't too impressed with. I mean, they're okay. There's some bangers.
Yeah, but like Johnny Albanese, he said.
Yeah, old Johnny Albanese. I cannot believe he said. Oh, did you just play him in the car when you're on
the
cruise?
Yeah, he did say
play him all the way through front to back.
He said there's not one bad song on either of those albums. How do you feel about that?
Let me tell you. This is a guy
who... Let me set my beard out real quick.
We can talk about Joey Badass and Lyrical Miracles and all this. And then he's going to say that about Future. Hey, they're good albums, but there's some definite songs on there that should have not been on there. If he did it for that reason, I get it. He's just making some songs. But if he really wanted to just make an album, then he could have cut down at least 5 from each album.
He could have just made one super album.
One super album with hype songs, with slow songs.
Right.
That would have been my perfect Future album. But there's definitely a lot that I cut on my playlist. Obviously, got like Mask Off. I'm So Groovy. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm feeling that one too. That Draco's hard, of course.
Draco's cool. PSA, or is it something like that?
Yeah, there's...
See my man in the book bag. Something
Draco.
Like that.
Yeah, that's that Draco.
Oh, okay. But, I don't know, but...
Yeah. If Kendrick were to do that... Then yeah, that'd be cool, dude. I'd be feeling that if Kendrick drops 2 albums like that. The thing is, though, for me, nothing will ever beat Good Kid, Mad City. That's just like one of my favorite.
See, I didn't really get into Good Kid, Mad City. This album is like I've never like hated on Kendrick, but this album is mine one to where I'm like, wow, this is like a solid piece of work.
Man,
I listened to it. You know, it told a story. I get it. But I just, Kendrick's sound is not for everybody, I feel like. He's one of the best for sure, lyrically and,
Yeah, a lot of people are saying he's top 5 for sure now, so...
has to be.
Everybody has their own top 5, dude. Yeah.
I played a Playboi Carti song when we went to break. What do you think about that?
I like Playboi Carti. A lot of people hate on him and say he's a mumble rapper.
He is, and it's very random how he came up. He was originally on Father's label, Awful Records.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for our rap podcast. It's called RNA.
Rap Andrews.
Rap and rap. RAs, yeah. We're rap registered Andrews. Andrews, yeah. Something like that. On the lousy with me, and anyway. yeah, so he came up on Father's label, which I thought was cool. Father's got a stacked, you know, a bunch of people he works with. Then A$AP Rocky started putting him on.
Yeah, started messing with A$AP.
I feel like in the music world, like, what does that even mean? Like, you got a little Uzi Vert who's like, Liz was like, oh, hey, welcome to Taylor Gang. You're in Taylor Gang now. Well, has he even done like more than like two songs with Wiz? And like,
yeah, it's not, and no, he's no not tour. Even, like, shouting out Taylor Gang, all like that.
So,
like,
what is the purpose of this? Like, Ty Dolla Sign, obviously, he's like, yeah, like, Taylor Gang, what's up? I'm out here with Wiz.
Right.
But like, Lil Uzi, like, what is he aspiring to do with Taylor Gang?
I think it's just, not that it's corny. Like, sometimes it is kind of tight. Like, collabs like that are tight. But, like A$AP got Cardi way before he was even popping all like that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. This is his first project, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, he had, like, a bunch of songs.
But if, like, you're coming up and, like, and then somebody's just like, hey, you trying to be with the squad? And then you just join with them. I feel like that's whack. You know what I'm saying? Do your own thing. Be original.
Yeah. Same.
Listen to Slim's music, you guys.
Hey, thanks. It's not bad. It's not the best, but it's not bad.
Like, don't just sit there either and just, like, don't be mindless when you listen to it. I want you to listen to it and stop. Take a bar. Take one of his bars and sit there and reflect on it for a second, because you're just going to be like, what? What made him think of that? He's hard. I'm telling you guys. Give this man a listen.
Hey, thank you. Hey, check me out.
Shout out to you,
Slim. I do have SoundCloud. It's Slim with a, no, not with, wit, a dollar sign.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I think with came up something else, so I changed to wit, W-I-T, a dollar sign. And yeah, there's a mixtape on. There's a few other songs. Check out Freely Spoken, too. He just dropped a new song, Forever. That one's really good. And yeah.
All the other podcasts on the Lousy Weather Media.
Shout out Unbelievables. They gave us a shout out on the last episode.
Yeah, you Snapchatted me that.
That was super cool. Yeah, so shout out
Hopefully a couple people are listening. They're probably like, oh, what the hell? Why are they telling us to listen to this?
Mike Calhoun and Johnny Trailbridge.
Yeah. So, that name is hard. Johnny Trailbridge? Yo, I need to get me a name like that.
It's not his name, but it's close.
I know. Like, I need to get me like
it's Trobrit. It's something. Anyway. Oh. Check out Keeping It 99. They will be on the Lousy Weather Media main show on Tuesday.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
Tuesday at 9, we'll be going live and interviewing them. They do a podcast about all things metal. Yeah, if you like some gritty metal.
Yeah.
Check out I Can't Read, old Pauly D's good old movie podcast. Check out the wrestling podcast.
Yeah, the wrestling podcast is awesome.
Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America. What other ones am I forgetting? Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shearer and El Gordano Diablo. You gotta add that little.
That was hard.
Gordano Diablo.
That's
sometimes
dope.
You get choked up when you go for that. You
know? I like that.
Yeah. Am I missing any?
Isn't there like a Cavs one?
Chris Clem's Cavs cast. Yeah. That one's really cool, especially right now in the playoffs. Chris is getting really critical on, like, you know, breaking stuff down.
Yeah.
And it's not like long like ours. It's not like over an hour. It's you know, just a quick assessment of how they're doing, what's going on, you know. I think he does them on the way to work. Something like that.
Like literally just driving to work.
Yeah.
What?
I might be wrong. Maybe that's Ray Roberts. That's Ray Roberts. Yeah, he does a podcast.
Okay, well that's cool.
Yeah.
Go Cavs, man.
Cavs. They kicked some ass last night.
Yeah. Well, they started they won by 1 point. But let's go, guys.
Hey, a win is a win.
It's time to get back out here.
Defend
get
the
this
land.
Championship. Number 2. Indians. Pull it together, boys. Need you guys.
Man, they
Browns. Listen. I need to take a second. If the Browns... I want to put this on record. I already tweeted it, but I want to put this on record.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my voice say this. If the Cleveland Browns do not draft Myles Garrett, the defensive end from Texas A&M, and they draft Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback from UNC, it's over. I'm done with the Browns. I go to like 5 games a year, and I'm not spending any more money on you guys to put shitty-ass quarterbacks out there that you guys can't even defend, can't even... just block a little bit
Oh, he means business because he does go to games.
Yeah, I spend a lot of money on you guys. So if you don't draft Myles Garrett, I will quit on you.
That's some heavy stuff.
I'll cheer for whoever
but
else.
But I get it. We had you know, Indians go to World Series. We had
okay, I'm all right.
Our Cavs win. We need Browns to step it up.
Yeah, no shit. You guys are just unbelievable. I don't even know why I even have to say that, because you guys have to say stupid things like, we're going to draft Mitch Trubisky. Like, you're tripping.
You lost me. I don't follow football.
Yeah, well, trust me.
I'd take your word for it.
No, I'm heated up, bro. Let's end this.
Yeah. Okay. Monty walked off. He just threw his headphones down like Sway. So that's going to do it for us. Episode 3 of ANA MMA. Visit lousyweathermedia.com. Like and subscribe on your podcast app or Google Play or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Whatever your preference might be. And we do it live at 9 every Sunday. So thank you guys. And have a good night.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.